Good evening, everyone. It's Tuesday evening, and we talked this morning, yesterday evening, and this morning about Amazing Grace. We're going to talk tonight about the amazing love of God. The love of God is mentioned 10 different pages of the Bible many, many times. And the love that we should have not only for our neighbor but for our enemies. Frederick Lehman in 1917 wrote a song called The Love of God, taken from John 3:16 and Romans 8:38-39. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned from His sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. With hoary time shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fell, when men who here refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call. God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. Redeeming grace to the elect race, the saints and angels' songs. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Well, Ephesians 5:2, walk in the love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. You know, Christ's love can never be fully described. Even though love is talked about 281 times in the Authorized King James Version of the Bible, and even though His love is shown by His perfect sacrifice on the cross, He laid His life freely down for us. How could anyone show any greater love than that? He's loved us with an everlasting love, Jeremiah 31:3. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. 1 John 3:16, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 1 John 3:1, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. John 17:26, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. The whole book of the Song of Solomon is about the love that the groom has for his bride, and of course Christ is the groom and we're his bride, the church. Psalm of Solomon 2:13, the fig putteth forth her green leaves, figs, and the vines with the tender grape give us good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. First John 4:19, and this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. 1 Corinthians 2:9, as is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Ephesians 5:2, walk in love as Christ has loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Second Thessalonians 3:5, and the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Well, I'm glad that Christ has shown us his everlasting love. I'm glad that we have been recipients of his love. And I'm glad that we have been drawn by the cords of his love. Hosea 11:4, I drew them with the cords, with the bands of love. God's love is beyond description, really. We loved him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Well, God has called us brethren, and he has shown his everlasting love to us. 1 John 4:16, and we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Song of Solomon 8:7, many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it out. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. Song of Solomon 4:10, how fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse. How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointments than all spices. 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. John 13:34. Well, Hebrews 13:1, let brotherly love continue. Well, we could go on and on about this love that God has demonstrated to us. You know, we could never love if we did not have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. You know, and we could never keep His commandments if we did not love Him. 1 Corinthians 8:3, but if any man love God, the same is known of him. Song of Solomon 2:4. He brought me to the banqueting house, and his banner over me was love. Ephesians 2:4, but God who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Well, I'm glad that we have the love demonstrated to us by not only Christ's actions of laying his life down, but also the love that he showed to all of his people while he was down here on this earth. He went about healing the sick, raising the dead, giving sight to the blind, giving the deaf back their hearing. You know, and I'm glad to know that we can rest in his love. And when we don't feel loving and we feel unloving, realize he's given unto us his everlasting love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that is loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 1 John 4:7. Oftentimes we forget the magnificent love that God has shown us. And let us never forget his love is my petition tonight to him, that we would show love one for another. God bless.